Our ability to help others also depends upon our karmic connection with them from this and previous lives. Our ability to help others also depends upon our karmic connection with them from this and previous lives. Through the force of interacting with people, even in one life, we establish some karmic connection. We engage in actions. Those actions have impact on them, and they react. We're doing this all the time. But we'll find, do you find that you have this circle of people in this life, even you move across the world? They show up like a bad penny. They just keep showing up in your life. And you have this experience. And now, of course, with Facebook or Signal or whatever, you could be anywhere, and there they are. Hello, haven't been in touch for years. How are you doing? It shows through the force of electronic developments, we can show we have this karmic circle. And it's not necessarily geographical. It's determined by the fact that we have some karmic connection with these people. And some are good connections, some are bad connections, some are neutral connections. But it's a known fact that, and Buddha himself said, we have much greater power or ability to help those with whom we have a close karmic connection. Even Buddha said this when King Ajatasattu went to him and asked for help. He said, I can help you, but Manjushri can help you more because you have a closer connection with Manjushri. Even after we become Buddha, we still have this collection of people who have a strong connection with us and who we're able to help more because of that connection, not because they're special, not because we are being discriminatory, but just through the force of the karmic connection. King Ajatasattu, you know the story, went to see Manjushri, and Manjushri did amazing things. And he purified all his negative karma. Turn this around. Imagine, there's a whole, you know, people sometimes say, well, why is it necessary for me to become enlightened? Surely there's enough Buddhists by now, and they're working full time. What difference is it going to make if I become enlightened? Well, it's going to make a huge difference to your karmic circle. It's going to make a huge difference because of the strong connection you have with them. You will be all the more able to help them. And sometimes I think, well, I've got this karmic circle and I kind of know a little bit, some of them. I don't know how big my karmic circle is. I think it's probably pretty big. All the time I'm sitting here eating donuts and watching Netflix, they're still there, suffering. And what are they doing? They're waiting for me to become enlightened because I've got this special connection. When I become enlightened, I'll have this power like Manjushri had with Ajatasattu. I have this power to help them. So what I get in my inner ear is, get on with it. For their sake, get on with it. They're waiting for you. So it's quite important to understand the depth and extent and the importance of our karmic connections. It doesn't mean that we consciously prefer them to other people. In fact, a lot of people in my karmic circle are not people to be preferred, according to my self-cherishing mind. I have a hard time sometimes. But they're in my karmic, I have some duty, I have some responsibility. And if it seems to me that they're giving me a hard time in this life, it can only be because I gave them a hard time in my previous life. There's no other reason why somebody is giving you difficulties. And, you know, if we think skillfully, like Shantideva says, I am the object of, let's say, I'm the object of somebody's jealousy or somebody's anger, and they're saying and doing bad things motivated by this jealousy. Shanti Davis, I love this. He says, well, why are they doing this? Because in a previous life I did this, something similar to them. So the reason they're acting in this way is because of something I did in the past. Now what's going to happen next is because of their negative action, they're going to experience suffering as a result. You can figure out the next bit, can't you? They're going to experience suffering because of something I have done. We take responsibility. We don't just like forbear, be patient with those who are harming us. We think, well, you know, this is happening because of something I've done. I know you can do vicious circles, but just think like this. It's very helpful. They're behaving like this because of something I have done or said to them in the past. If I practice patience and kindness at this time, I will purify it for both ourself and for the other person. But if I retaliate and I set up an opposition which just intensifies the negative action, I'm just becoming a cause for them to experience even more suffering in the future. We cannot take lightly the way we interact with others. Interacting with others is exactly what it says, interacting, creating karma all the time. And we will experience the results of that karma.